Coming up on episode number 651, it's an all-request night. And tonight you're going to hear covers of Billy Bragg, The Cure, and Rihanna. All this, and Tina will be joining us later for some Musically Challenged. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is February 23rd, 2010. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville, where I play the songs you want to hear. You email me, you call me, you post messages in various social media outlets, and let me know what the songs you want to hear, and I get them on the show for you in a nice, pleasing arrangement. I arrange them like a bowl of petunias. And tonight you're going to hear covers, like I said, Rihanna, Billy Bragg, David Bowie coming up a little bit later, Donovan, and Tina will be joining us at the end of the show to play a little Musically Challenged, courtesy of Zachary. So we'll get to that later on in the show, but we're going to kick things off right now with a cover from Germany. This is a group called The Baseballs, and this is becoming my current favorite cover album. I love this thing. It is, like I said, a German group. Let's try that again. It's a German group called The Baseballs, and they do popular songs, current songs, in kind of a 50s rockabilly style, a little boogie-woogie, the style I'm talking about, maybe a little bit of Elvis, early Elvis kind of sound to it. And a bunch of people turned me on to this. Evan, John in Norway, Stefan in Switzerland. It's like the Olympics are going on here, and all these people from all these different countries are telling me about The Baseballs. Here is their cover of Rihanna's Umbrella. It's fantastic. Hope you enjoy it. Here are The Baseballs.
You had my heart, and we'll never be a world apart. Or maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star.
Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I always share. Because
when the sun shines, we'll shine together.
I told you I'll be here forever.
That I'll always be your friend. Could know that was sticking out till the end.
When the war has took its part, when the world has dealt its cards, if the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart.
Shines, we'll shine together. I told you I'll be here forever. That I always
Suggestion from Debbie in Seattle. That is Valentine's Day is Over by June Tabor and the Oyster Band from the 1989 release Freedom and Rain. It's a cover of Billy Bragg. Just love her voice. I love the depth of her voice. Very, I don't know who it reminds me of. I'm trying to think. Nico, maybe? You know, who did some work with Velvet Underground. A very, very cool voice. She is... is still considered one of the preeminent British folk singers, both of her time and of all time. Just such an amazing performer there, June Tabor and the Oyster Band. We start off the set with the Baseballs from Germany from the album Strike, which came out last year. That's a cover of Rihanna's Umbrella. Well, Coverville is proud to welcome back a sponsor. Trying to remember the last time. It was in the 400s, I think, that we had Audible.com as a sponsor. But you got to love Audible. I mean, talk about a product, a service that really just goes hand in hand with what I'm doing here, with the whole podcasting thing. If you can get this podcast to your ears, which you obviously are doing, you're hearing my voice, right? You're nodding your head right now. I can see you're nodding your head. Yes, and I see that. If you can do that, if you can get this, you can get audible.com on whatever you want to listen to it on your iPhone, your iPod, your BlackBerry, your Droid, your computer. Burn it to CD, listen to it in your car if you don't have a portable MP3 player or portable device that hooks up to your car. It's super, super easy, and right now, using the special link I'm about to give you, you can try Audible out free and risk-free, and even get a free downloadable book in the process. And the site you're going to go to is www. You can skip the www's, right? audiblepodcast.com/coverville. That's audiblepodcast.com/coverville. That's going to get you a free sign-up screen. A little bit of information, click that, you'll get right into where you can start browsing books and getting some really cool stuff. Shutter Island is on there. If you've seen the movie, maybe you want to hear the book. Percy Jackson and The Lightning Thief is on there. As a matter of fact, the whole series of Percy Jackson novels is up there. So maybe you've got a child who just saw the movie and you want to get them into the other books. This is a great way to do it. Personally, I actually wish I would have done this before I got the book. I've just about finished with Kathy Griffin's autobiography. I think she's hilarious. And been reading her autobiography and just now checked audible.com. And her book, which is called Official Book Club Selection, is on there, and it's narrated by her, which is absolutely the way to go to listen to that. Wow, wish I would have seen that earlier. But audible.com is the place to go. And again, that website is audiblepodcast.com/Coverville for your free, risk-free trial and a free downloadable book. All right, Bob and Austin suggested this one. I haven't played this one in 400 shows. Looking at my list here, looks like the last time I played it was episode 253, which is funny because I get a lot of requests for Cure covers. I actually could easily do a Cure an annual Cure cover story. But let's do this one. It's a cover of Let's Go to Bed. It's by the group Ivy from their 2002 release Guest Room. Here is Let's Go to Bed.
Stupid game, but I don't
Fountains of Wayne covering Electric Light Orchestra's Can't Get It Out of My Head, a live recording from their 2005 collection Out of State Plates. Great album, and a lot of great covers on that one, too. That one is going out to Michael in Grafton, Wisconsin. I can't believe that I haven't played that. I'm a big fan of Fountains of Wayne. I'm a big fan of Electric Light Orchestra. So why on earth have I not played that yet? Fountains of Wayne, right there. Can't Get It Out of My Head. Before that, Let's Go to Bed by Ivy from the album Guest Room that came out in 2002. The band Ivy is New York-based, but their lead singer is a woman named Dominique Durand, and she had actually come to New York in 1989 to learn English, not to join a band. And she sounds like she did a great job learning the language, learning a Cure cover song. As a matter of fact, that whole album, that whole Guest Room album is full of covers, a lot of great ones on there. And big thanks to Bob in Austin for requesting that one. I want to do some iTunes shout-outs, but before I do, I want to do a shout-out to another podcast that was nice enough to have me on as a guest a while back, the Ice Podcast. They are based in Liverpool, and as a thank you for me being on their podcast, they sent me a really cool Beatles book that has replicas of a whole bunch of Beatle memorabilia, like posters and postcards and tickets and things like that. A really, really cool book. And so I want to say thank you to Chris, Luke, and to Nick Jackson, who is a fan of Coverville but was not able to make it to the recording of that interview. So Nick, Chris, and Luke, thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. And I highly recommend you check out their podcast. They do a lot of really cool in-depth interviews, and I had a great time being on their show. So if you haven't listened to it yet, go check out the ICE podcast. You can find it in iTunes or just do a search in Google for ICE podcast. A few iTunes shout-outs, a few people who have left really nice things to say about Coverville on iTunes, and I like to reward those people as well by thanking them on the air. Daggy1, thank you. MaddieFan721, TallyEssence, Tozy and Kosh, DrawTender, and HappyCamper420. All of you guys, thank you so much for the 5-star review or the 5-star rating and the very nice review that you left in iTunes. If you want to leave an iTunes review, please, I encourage you to do so. Just go to iTunes, do search for Coverville, and scroll down and you'll see a way to leave a comment, leave some nice words about Coverville and give it a rating. And if you give it a 5-star rating, well, I'll thank you by reading your name out on the show. All right, let's get to moving this post-it note. Let's get to dedication here. It's dedication time on Coverville. And this one is going out to Emily. Her birthday is coming up on March 2nd, and her dad, her father, Daniel, wanted to request a David Bowie song. Basically, she is a big David Bowie fan, and she's also going to college out in Bowling Green, Ohio, and is a music student. And apparently, her instrument of choice is the piano. And her father wanted to request a David Bowie cover done in acoustic piano. And I've got a good one here. This is one I'm surprised I haven't played on the show also. It's by a performer named Holmes. Comes from a 2009 self-titled release. A great cover here of David Bowie's Let's Dance. Starts out acoustic piano, but evolves and grows into something so much more. Hope you enjoy it. This is going out to Emily.
Let's dance. Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Let's dance to the song they're playing on the radio. Let's sway while color lights up your face. Let's sway, sway through the crowd to an empty space. Serious life. If you shoes and dance the blues. Let's dance to the song they're playing on the radio. Let's sway. You could look into my eyes.
This is Stephen Fiennes from Trumbull, Connecticut, a.k.a. Process Man 08, calling with a request for your next R-Request show. On the Vancouverville show, you played Sarah McLachlan's cover of Donovan's Wear Your Love Like Heaven. As soon as I heard that, I knew that if there was one Donovan cover you and the Coverville audience just had to hear, it was a cover of Catch the Wind by the Irish Descendants. They're an awesome Celtic folk band from Newfoundland, Canada. The best place to find the song is on their 1999 Best of So Far So Good, The Best of the Irish Descendants. And if you could somehow get that song onto an upcoming All Request show, that would be just awesome. Thanks, and keep on covering. Bye now.
Chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your loving mind. To feel you all around me, to take your hand along the sand. Ah, but I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown hails the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile. Everywhere I look, your eyes I find. And standing in your heart is where I want to be, I long to be. Ah, but I may as well try and catch the wind. Uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your loving mind. To feel you all around me, to take your hand along the sand. Ah, but I may as well try and catch. Ah, but I may as well try and catch the wind. Thank you.
That is, why did I put my microphone away? That is Catch the Wind by the Irish Descendants from their album So Far So Good, the best of the Irish Descendants, which came out in 2007. A recommendation by Stephen from Trumbull, Connecticut. And it wasn't till I started doing the links for that song, actually during that song, that I realized that on episode 627, I actually played a Susanna Hoffs cover of that very same song, which is equally beautiful but very different. So jump back to that show if you want to hear that one again. Before that, you heard Let's Dance, covered by Holmes from their self-titled album, which came out last year. Big thanks to Shelby Miller for introducing me to the band. He had a chance to talk with him and get some music on his own podcast, which is Shifted Sound. You can find that at shiftedsound.com if you want to hear some more from Holmes, or, of course, hear some more great independent music. That's the place to go. That one was a recommendation, a dedication, I should say, to Emily for her birthday coming up on March 2nd from her father, Daniel. You know what? I better turn Tina's microphone on. Tina is in the studio tonight. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. See, usually it's, you know, you forgetting to turn that on, or who knows what. Now
right.
It's me forgetting to turn your microphone on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not just you.
I know.
Oh, okay. Wow. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Good. Anything to talk about before we jump into Musically Challenged?
No, I really don't think so.
Say hi to all your peeps on Facebook.
I know, I could do that. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just loving the Olympics right now.
Yeah, I think I might be Olympic'd out.
I'm starting to get there too.
Yeah.
Because I was just I could, like, for the first week, it's like you just sit and you watch and you stare and you look at everything and it's exciting. And
yeah.
Second week comes and...
Oh, more skiing. Oh, more hockey.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Look,
but I
skating.
Liked the curling. That's a fun one. That was
curling,
a good break.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of a different thing to watch.
And I remember watching it last year and I thought, oh, this is fun. I'm going to have to remember how much fun it is. And I apparently forgot because it was, what, 4 years ago?
4 years ago, yeah.
So,
Torino.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, and we watched some of the ski jumping last night, the freestyle.
Yeah, that's crazy. Aerial,
the men's aerial competition. That is crazy.
That
I can't...
just takes a whole different person than I'm not.
Yeah.
There's no way I could seriously fly into the air that high up.
And still have the wherewithal to land on your feet on skis.
Well, yeah, exactly. On a hill. On
totally.
A steep hill. It's not even like flat, you know?
Yeah, I get dizzy spinning around in a circle
crazy.
More than once.
I know.
All right, let's get into Musically Challenged. This one was sent in by Zachary, and let's hear what Zachary has to offer. And you notice the dogs immediately start chewing on bones and fighting.
I know. Around me.
Yes.
Hello, Brian and Tina. This is Zach from Albany, New York.
Hey, Zach.
I hope you're feeling poetic today, because this Musically Challenged features everyone's favorite Japanese lyrical export, the haiku. I actually got the inspiration for this challenge from the full haiku jacket segments on the new Coverville Musically Challenged podcast. The only change I've made is that instead of describing album covers, these verses describe individual songs. Each one describes a popular song by a different artist, but all six songs do share an underlying musical theme. There are six haikus total in this game, and you can get 1 point for correctly identifying the artist, and 1 point for correctly identifying the song title. You ready to play?
I think so.
Yeah.
Good. I'll read each haiku twice, and you can pause in between to discuss your answers. Here we go with haiku number one. A whiskered mammal sings of a thorny embrace. No, it's not Batman.
Oh, I was thinking like walrus or something.
Sings of a thorny embrace. A whiskered mammal. All right, so a thorny embrace. Hold.
Could be a man.
It could be. I'll see more like along the lines of cats or dogs.
Okay.
A thorny embrace. Spiky hug. Spiky boy.
I don't know.
Rose, bush,
I don't know.
All right.
A whiskered mammal sings of a thorny embrace. No, it's not Batman.
No,
yeah, that's
got to
be the clue.
Yeah. Thorny mammal. Boy, I'm stuck on that one already.
So, yeah.
He's describing a song, so it's going to be a song title.
Would it be, it seems like something from like the Bare Naked Ladies.
Why does it seem like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Wow, all right.
Okay, well, let's move on.
We'll move on, yes.
Got it?
Nope.
Okay, on to number two. Faith, protect me now. The solar object declines. Plus, famous guest star.
Okay. The sun, so the sunset... with a famous guest star, so a guest vocalist on the song. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on a second. Yeah, so it's not just song title that he's converting. He's describing
right.
a song, so Thorny, I'm sorry, I was thinking Thorny Embrace there for a second. Let's hear this one again. Second one again.
Faith. Protect me now. The solar object declines. Plus, famous guest star.
So, sunset.
I know. It's the protect me now.
Yeah. Faith, faith, protect me now.
Haikus are hard.
They are. All right, number three.
Now for number three. I'm kind of angry. The seventh day is here, and there are no nude gals.
Oh. Hmm.
Kind of angry. Sunday, the seventh day is here, and there are no nude gals.
Maybe something about the end of the week.
Ah, 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies? There's your Bare Naked Ladies reference.
There we go.
Yeah. That would seem that I think that makes sense.
Okay.
1 week. Yeah. All right. We're going to say 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm kind of angry. The seventh day is here and there are no nude gals. Any thoughts yet about what the theme might be?
We just got our first ones.
Okay, on to number four. Unlike Van Winkle, this big hit was no sleeper. White Boy makes it big.
Okay. Unlike Van Winkle.
Oh, Ice Ice Baby.
That's what I was thinking, because his real name is Rob Van Winkle.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, White Boy.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear that one again, make sure it fits.
Unlike Van Winkle, this big hit was no sleeper. White Boy makes it big.
Yep, I think that's right.
Yeah.
And the theme could be rapping, because in the middle of 1 week, you know, there's some rapping going on.
Okay. They could be.
Yeah.
Number five. Drop the sledgehammer on this clown and kick him out of your office space.
Drop the sledgehammer.
Drop the sledgehammer on this clown and kick him out of your office space.
Hmm.
No, I don't think it's...
I know.
Just because it mentioned sledgehammer.
Yeah.
What songs were in the movie Office Space? Good to Be a Gangster?
Oh, yeah. Because isn't... Yeah.
If it is the rap theme, but why clown? I'm trying to remember who did Damn, It's Good to Be a Gangster.
Wasn't that when they were kicking the printer and
yes,
beating it with the bat?
The fax machine,
that was
yeah.
So funny.
What does load letter mean? That could be it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's.
Yeah, because drop the sledgehammer. It's like he was dropping a bat, hitting that fax machine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's move on.
All right.
Got it? Okay. Here's the last one. Strong female beauties. These women want my checkbook. Maybe it is fate.
Strong female beauties. These women want my checkbook. Maybe it is fate. Um, Let's see. Lady, like, I'm thinking the band name is something like, you know, something to do with strong female ladies.
Oh, I was thinking Beastie Boys.
Why? No, I want to know your
beginning of this one song, they say, "Hey, lady."
They do. The title of that song is
but I don't know what it's about.
Let's hear that one again.
Strong female beauties, these women want my checkbook. Maybe it is fate.
Maybe it is fate. Wow. All right. This is, I really like this this musically challenged, but boy, it's a toughie. Okay.
It is really hard.
Let's hear the answers.
So, how did you do? I'm going to guess that together you managed to get at least 8 points, if not more.
Oh, geez. What?
Let's do the haiku answers first, and then we'll reveal the theme. Number one. The whiskered mammal in question was, of course, Seal, singing about a kiss from a rose.
Oh my God, that's
song
funny.
Was released
I said
as a single
walrus
in 1990.
Beginning.
Yes, you did, and I did mention a rose bush, but
four, but was featured in 1995, as I hinted, on the soundtrack of the film Batman Forever.
Okay, well, I'm going to take my original theme guess about the rap, and say no.
Yeah.
But that song was from Batman and Robin, was released on the soundtrack.
Oh, so it's a movie theme.
1 week mentions Aquaman.
Oh.
Ice Baby. I'm trying to remember who that mentions. Does he say Iceman in there or something? Wouldn't surprise me.
I could see that.
Yeah. Okay.
Number two. The person calling out for protection from a falling stellar object was Mr. Faith himself, George Michael, along with famous guest star Elton John, singing the 1991 version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
And you know, when he said Faith at the beginning,
I
immediately thought
George
Michael. Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought, oh no, that's not right.
That does mention a superhero, doesn't it? Boy, it's in the verses. I'll have to think about that one while we're listening to the rest of this. Okay.
Number three. Hopefully the clue about someone being disappointed at the lack of nude women clued you into the fact that the band in question is the Bare Naked Ladies, with their hit, 1 Week.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw you up in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my...
Number four describes everyone's favorite white boy, Robert Matthew Van Winkle, better known in his hometown of Miami and by 90s dance party DJs everywhere as Vanilla Ice, with his smash hit, Ice Ice Baby.
A good one.
Number five. Mm-hmm. Who's the clown from Office Space? Why, it's Michael Bolton. And I hope you caught the reference to the sledgehammer, as that was a clue, albeit an obscure one. In this case, the song is When a Man Loves a Woman, written, of course, by Percy Sledge.
Oh.
That's funny.
When a man loves a woman.
I don't think this song mentions any superheroes. Does it say Superman at all in it? No, I don't think
And
no,
the last one,
movie.
Number six. The ladies who are really interested in your checkbook are Destiny's Child, worrying about their bills, bills, bills.
That's funny, there's a song about paying bills.
Yes. Or paying someone else's bills
right.
In this case.
All these songs have in common? You've probably figured out by now that they're all from the 90s, and that they were all pretty popular. But there's something more than that. Take a moment to think about it, and while you do, consider that the title of one of the songs is a big hint about the underlying musical theme.
Hmm. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Let's, We'll jump.
Ready for the answer?
Yes.
All of these songs were number one hits for their respective artists in the 1990s, but unfortunately for the artists in question, they were also all relatively short-lived, each spending just 1 week at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
Wow.
Well, that does it for this game. I hope you both enjoyed our trip into the land of haikus. Thanks a lot for playing, and I'll see you later.
I think we're going to do much better next time.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Put one together, because now that we've got our practice run in, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a fun one, though. I really, really like the style of that, and the a nice production value, by the way, on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole style of the haiku describing, and now we know what to look for. I think we were thinking maybe too literally, and some of them are,
yes,
you know, descriptions. So we were thinking, you know, strong female,
yeah,
or strong women. What was it?
I just didn't have my creative thinking cap on today.
No, you're wearing one of those propeller beanies, which right. I don't ever remember us owning, but it looks really good on you.
Thanks.
Yeah, it goes with your eyes. I'm not sure how you're making it spin, though.
By my brain power.
It must be, yes. All right, well, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you, Tina, for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And thank you for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, oh, and thanks to Zachary for sending in that Musically Challenged. And you know what? While I'm at it, thanks to everybody who sent in a request that I played on this show. There you go, and thank you for listening. Email me at coverville@gmail.com, call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or on the forums at www.coverville.com. There's also a place where you can rate the songs you've heard on today's show, subscribe to Coverville, as well as listen to every show I've ever done, all 653 of them. Wow.
That's a lot.
It is. It would take you a couple days.
Yeah. At least.
All right. We will be back on Thursday with a cover story edition of Coverville. Who do we have? We might be doing the Bee Gees, because there's some connection to the Bee Gees for some reason, and I'm trying to remember what it is, but oh well. We'll figure that out. Oh, it's the... Oh, no, I can't remember. Okay, we'll figure it out. Anyway... or there might be some other cover story. Who knows? You'll be as surprised, apparently, as I will. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about does it for tonight. No, that just about covers it for tonight. Let's get the pun in there. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.